Exhilarating means making one feel very happy, elated, thrilling. Alumni meetings are exhilarating 3-hour experience. The word for you is exhilarating, which means making one feel very happy, elated, thrilling. The sentence for you is alumni meetings are exhilarating 3-hour experience. Binary. It is an adjective. It means related to, composed of, or involving two things. Well, the sentence can be, I have stopped believing that a situation is binary. It is mostly gray. Divergent thinking. It is an adjective, which means thinking that moves away in diverging directions so as to involve variety of aspects. Divergent thinking. This is an adjective which means thinking that moves away in diverging directions so as to involve variety of aspects. Graphic design has a lot of divergent thinking. The symbol itself is to test the creativity. Graphic design has a lot of divergent thinking. The symbol itself is to test the creativity. Evocative. It is an adjective which means bringing thoughts, memories, or feelings into the mind. The word is evocative. It is an adjective. The meaning is bringing thoughts, memories, or feelings into the mind. TV serials and cartoons of 90s evoke memories of that time. TV serials and cartoons of 90s evoke memories of that time. Hit it out of the park to perform extremely well. Hit it out of the park to perform extremely well. She hit it out of the park during the interview and got the job. She hit it out of the park during the interview and got the job. Learn the ropes. To learn or understand the basic details of how to do a task or job. Learn the ropes. To learn or understand the basic details of how to do a task or job. To be successful in any field, one must first learn the ropes. To be successful in any field, one must first learn the ropes. Immaculate. Immaculate. It's an adjective which means without any mistake or perfect. Immaculate is an adjective which means without any mistake or perfect. His performance was immaculate. His performance was immaculate. Euphoria. Euphoria. It is a noun which means a feeling or state of intense excitement and happiness. Euphoria. It is a noun which means a feeling or state of intense excitement and happiness. It was such a euphoric moment for me when I got Best Speaker Award. It was such a euphoric moment for me when I got the Best Speaker Award. Admonish. It is a verb which means to warn or rebuke. She admonished the staff to call off the strike. She admonished the staff to call off the strike. Connoisseur. It is a noun which means someone who is an expert in his field. Someone who is an expert in his field. You must have a connoisseur in order to win the contest. You must have a connoisseur in order to win the contest. Ambiguous. Ambiguous is an adjective which means something which has more than one meaning or is unclear, confusing. The chapter was still ambiguous for me. The chapter was still ambiguous for me. Hermitage. It is a noun which means a sacred place. It is a noun which means a sacred place. The hermitage was located in the outskirts of the city. The hermitage was located in the outskirts of the city. Fervent. This word is an adjective which means exhibiting or displaying a passionate intensity. Fervent. This word is an adjective which means exhibiting or displaying a passionate intensity. Ritika was the winner of the public speaking championship for the third time as she was so fervent. Inhibit. I-N-H-I-B-I-T. It's a verb which means restrain. Restrain. You should not allow the fear of failure to inhibit you. You should not allow the fear of failure to inhibit you. Good morning. The word is ardor. Feeling of strong love, excitement, admiration. The sentence can be, I have ardor towards Toastmasters International. As I am a passionate public speaker and a soft skills trainer.